Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. So the Human Genome Project is considered one of the greatest scientific feats in history. The research is spanning well over a decade. So what is it all about? Well, joining us to discuss is Karen Mika, part of the international group of researchers who conducted the project. So welcome to the program, Karen.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Certainly. So there's a lot to unpack with this Human Genome Project. Can you try to summarize all the research of the last decade, as well as kind of the purpose of this groundbreaking project?
I asked Karen to basically explain it like I'm a third grader, and she goes, I have kids, and I explain it to them all the time. So we should be good here.
Let me give it my best go. I think that the lead in with... There's been a tremendous amount of research over the past two decades, so it's going to be very hard to simply answer that question. But I think we all can appreciate that the Human Genome Project, the goal there was to represent all of the genetic information that describes us as humans. And that was to help us identify base by base meaning, things that could help us understand human histories, information that could help us understand human disease. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing that I think your audience needs to understand is that if we think about this as being a book of life where we've been inscribing A, T, C's, and G's, we've been missing that final chapter of our book, about 10% of that book for two decades. And so scientists, clinicians, haven't been able to really study the sequences that exist in these missing chapters, and we haven't been able to connect the dots with understanding how we could understand rare diseases, you know, understand unique human histories that are in kind of inscribed in these past chapters. And so I think that's a lot of the enthusiasm with having a complete book, is being able for the first time to fully and completely understand a human genome. Mm-hmm. And it really has a promise, because we saw all the exciting work that's been happening in this space with the rest of the genome for the past two decades. To be able to move that lens over to this final chapter, I think, is why a lot of folks are pretty excited.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what is the ultimate goal? Because as you said, I think the research started in 1990, I want to say. I was like 11 years old, and I remember hearing about the Human Genome Project. Mm-hmm. And I was always kind of a science person myself. And I thought, boy, the implications are amazing. And now here we are. So it's complete. The book is written. And what are scientists and researchers going to use this information for?
Right. Well, I think that what we're using it for, we've been trying to put to the test for many years now, of all of the exciting new discoveries that folks have made and identifying what we call precision medicine, or identifying changes in DNA that could be linked to a disease outcome. And so that has had a tremendous amount of promise and actual, you know, taking it to therapy over the past two decades. So we've already started to see some of this release of the power of having a human genome. But however, what I want to bring your audience to understanding is that it was, back when you first heard about it, a call to action to have a complete map of a human genome. But what happened was that technology just exploded in the space. And we've been capturing small sequence reads. For example, we can't read a whole genome end to end. It's about, you know, 3 billion bases long. We don't have any device. No machine can do that. So we kind of have to take like a puzzle, little pieces of the genome, right, to read it. And we've been looking at these really small pieces for many decades. So we have some understanding of how humans differ compared to this one map. And so when you ask me what's next, what I really want to emphasize is that what we're celebrating today is a complete view of, using my metaphor of a book of life, one genome. And what we've learned for the past two decades is that all of us listening to this show, as well as, you know, people in the past, archaic genomes, we all have differences that make us a little different than that one genome. And those differences are pretty important for helping us to understand human disease, help us understand human heredity, and various aspects of exciting new therapeutics. And I think that having more and more of these complete genomes and being able to study with more detail these differences between humans, I think is where we're going. And so there's another project which kind of has another fun name. The one that we're talking about today is the telomere to telomere, because telomeres are the ends of chromosomes. So it's essentially saying end to end, where we're trying to develop the technology to see genomes this way. But where we're going is the Pan Genome Project. And what that's saying is, let's take that technology end to end and now start to do this for hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals around the world, so we get a more equitable look at what genomes look like for our species.
When you're looking at these genomes, are you identifying, I mean, I'm talking about the scientists that they are working on the project, are they identifying, for example, if you have one type of a disease and they are finding people with the same type of a disease around the world and creating a study of all those individuals and then start to look at the genome, and they found certain similarity on the individuals in the same genome at the same level, creating the problem?
I think what you're describing is something in our community we think about when we consider association studies. So just kind of in complete alignment with the term association, what you're trying to find when you sample a large number of individuals, as you clearly explained, that share a common phenotype or a common medical illness, what we're trying to find out is if there's any association with some of these differences that we can start to measure using the human reference genome that are found in this group of individuals who share this common disease in comparison to other individuals which do not. And these studies of whole genome association have been extremely powerful over the past two decades. And what we found is that right now, a lot of these studies for whole genome association have been really utilizing individuals and participants that are largely representing European ancestry. And what we'd love to do is create a broader representation around the world, as you correctly alluded to have a more vibrant, more robust, and more accurate assessment of variants that could contribute to diseases from all different walks of human histories. And so I think we're trying to broaden the scope of these studies in the future, but we've already celebrated for the past two decades, making a lot of really wonderful strides forward with clinical genomics and genetics using these types of association methods.
Well, once you identify some of these genomes, just for us, by association, do you have experience in if these genes can be removed and then create a curative treatment for that specific problem?
Well, I can speak to our particular team. We're, at the best of times, genome geeks, and we are just passionate about making the best maps possible. And what we'd celebrate by providing these highly accurate maps are opportunities for other researchers to take that information, identify variants that may be associated with disease, and then even go to the next step. And that may involve drug development, that may involve CRISPR-based technologies, as you're alluding to, or methods where you can actually actively go in and correct variants to improve health outcomes. But I think at the root of it all is having this lens over the entire scope of a genome to be able to be comprehensive and identifying these variants that could lead to these new important therapeutic outcomes.
Okay.
It's amazing, and you know you made it when you became a question on Jeopardy.
A clue on Jeopardy. When I knew we were going to talk to you and I saw it the night before, I was like, no way, we're talking about this tomorrow and it's on Jeopardy. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think that for all of us will be a huge high. So I'm so excited to share that with our team.
Yeah. We'll take great care. Karen Miga, part of the international group of researchers who conducted the Genome Project. Thank you for being on the program to discuss what it's all about.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a lot of fun. And thank you to your viewers for listening.
Take great care. Thank you for listening to American Medicine Today. You can check us out next Saturday at noon on News Radio WFLA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.